Hey, good morning. 710, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? What's up?
What's up? What's up? Let's see here. Take a quick look at your forecast before we get to your Marin and Dim. Today, we got a chance for some rain, big chance for rain, high of 44. Tonight, chance for rain and snow, mixed in low of 37. Mm. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance for some rain, then changing to snow, high of 40, and then dropping down. Now, it is getting colder later on in the week, eventually into the upper 20s. So,
hope you enjoyed your sun this weekend.
Yeah, it's going away here pretty quick because there's a lot of snow in the forecast over the next couple days. So, we're going to get rain and snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I meant like the son, like the daughter's son.
He's
leaving.
He's leaving.
Yeah.
Don't leave, son. Don't leave. That was dumb.
It's right. The morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
So stupid.
Sorry.
Big dumb moron. Anyway, your morning dump, as always, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hopefully you got it pumped. Well, the weather was nice.
Oh, yeah.
A NASA camera supposedly captured footage of a UFO flying near the International Space Station.
Oh, I saw it.
Scott C. Waring,
labeled the Black Knight,
founder of the UFO Sighting Daily website, suggests that this could have been an alien that had been hanging out in an underground base on Earth who's trying to escape before the coronavirus truly gets out of control.
Yeah. This guy's high,
yeah.
High.
Yeah, the aliens are leaving, man.
There's a lot of wild videos out there, man. But you know what? Why does everybody have to go straight to the alien? It's got to be a guy with a gray body and big eyes.
Well, here's also, too, what I think we need to change the name of UFO. Because UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object, correct?
Yep.
To be fair, though, anything I can't identify flying through the air
is a UFO.
Is a UFO. So if you throw a banana, but I can't identify it, to me, that's a UFO.
It's a UFO.
So I think we need to change it. I think we need to change
We need to understand in what context these people are using it. So UFO, are you UFO with the tinfoil on your head?
Yeah.
Or are you a legit, like, scientist UFO?
Actually doing the research.
Because the name originally was what you just said. It's an unidentified flying object, but everybody attaches aliens to it.
Yeah. Aliens, bro.
They do have a different name for it. I'm trying to think of it right now. But it is something different than a UFO. But yeah, every time. It's just right. It's got to be
right to aliens.
From another planet, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Or from under our ocean.
Now, let's talk more about the coronavirus, because I've been making a lot of jokes about you having the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's obviously getting very serious.
If aliens are beat feet.
Yeah, if they're getting out of here, they don't have the immune system. That's how we beat them in War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
They got sick.
Those weak little bodies.
Those weak little alien bodies.
Uh-huh.
Their allergies.
Tried playing that one song from Mars Attacks. It just didn't work.
Knock, 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 knock,
knock, knock, knock. He said it translated, coronavirus is coming. We're getting out of here.
Coronavirus. Knock, knock.
Knock, 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 knock. God, it's so funny. Anyway, so yeah, aliens are leaving because coronavirus is going to kill us all. Uh-huh. There you go. Lastly, this is so stupid. The latest trend. Now, you've heard of man caves. She sheds. Women obviously have to have their own.
What is a she shed?
It's a woman's man cave. So, like, we have our man caves. Now, she has her she shed full of her tampons and dental dams,
yeah,
or whatever.
What's in there? That's what I'm wondering. You don't need a she shed.
Sewing stuff. Who knows? Mm. Who knows? Pictures of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Those old Abercrombie bags hung up everywhere.
So, yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing. So, women have their she sheds. We have our man caves. Well, now there's a new thing called we sheds, which are two separate sheds connected by a single deck so couples can have alone time but still be connected. Just
stupid.
Stop it. Just stop. For God's sakes.
You're trying way too hard.
Trying way too hard. It's way too hard. Have your she sheds. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Have your man caves. I don't care. But now you're trying. The whole reason you have those is to get your alone time. The other day, honestly, Kiki and I needed some time apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But we didn't have this stupid wee shed where it's like, look.
If we had a wee shed, everything would have been fine.
Oh, my God. No, so just go separate ways.
Do your own thing. There's a lot of times I go downstairs and hang out, and she stays upstairs and watches her Lifetime. Things are great.
Because a little deck in between your two stupid little sheds aren't going to be like, you know what? I feel connected to you.
Yeah.
I feel, shut up.
You so know, we're in separate rooms, but they're connected.
They're connected. That wood path.
Just like us.
It's just connected. Just because we're in separate rooms.
You know, it's like we're in separate spots in our life. But we're still connected.
You know who's behind this? HGTV.
Yeah.
They are making so much money off of stupid people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here's a great new concept.
Oh, it's great. Let's talk about this.
So that's our wee sheds. Yeah. It's great. So we can go out there and we can have our alone time. But we're still connected. So it's different.
Oh,
shut up.
I think I just heard a gunshot from the guy's side.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 Double Rocks.
Hey, good morning. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
722. We'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. It's crappy out. It's warmer today, and it's going to get crappy and just crappy out the next couple days and cold and everything. The only good thing, though, is that if it does get cold enough, you get some more ice because we've got our ice fishing this coming weekend.
Please.
It might just be regular fishing. We'll see. But anyway, we'll check more in on that a little bit later on. Right now, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're watching all your favorite sports action, whatever it may be, hockey, bowling, boxing.
All right, I'm going to do this quick because I want to talk about the fight and I want to talk about XFL just a little bit. Fight's going to be last. NBA scores real quick. Trailblazers beating the Pistons, 107-104. Bulls beating the Wizards, 126-117. Raptors beating the Pacers, 127-80.
81. You're a professional team, Pacers. Pick it up.
You know what's funny is that's pace it up. It's like a common score back in the day, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now just nobody plays defense.
Yeah.
NHL last night, Flames beating the Red Wings, 4-2. Stars beating the Blackhawks, 2-1 there. Moving on, NCAA men's college basketball. Notre Dame. Beating Miami, 87-71. Boom, there you go. Real quick update, Ryan Newman, NASCAR news. Basically, he made a statement saying that he suffered head injury, and he didn't break any bones. His body wasn't extremely battered. Didn't have any internal organ damage.
Crazy,
but he's not really saying what the extent of his head injury was. He obviously didn't race in Vegas. So there you go.
Probably concussion protocol, you know, maybe. Could be a little bit of swelling. I don't know if he'd be let out of the hospital that quick if it was swelling.
Yeah. He's probably not going to be racing anytime real soon. So.
Yeah, but.
Great news on his end.
Absolutely.
Moving on, XFL, real quick.
Okay, yeah, you want to talk about that.
XFL last night. I watched a game last night, and this is what's going on in the XFL right now. I was listening to a podcast of a guy who's really in tune with it, and I think they're having the same problem the AFL did. The linemen suck and the QBs suck.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, the league doesn't suck at all.
Yeah.
I really enjoy watching the XFL. I really do, guys. And if you haven't yet, do yourself a favor. Tune in. It's fun to watch. It really is. It's football happening right now, and it's great. But as far as if you really want to size it up, if you really want to compare it, and you take the XFL, then you got the NFL here. And you say, what's the big difference? What is the NFL I have? The XFL does it. It's the linemen and the QBs.
And it's funny you bring that up. QBs, I think you could probably shuffle around and be all right.
It's a little sloppy.
Because even on an average QB, like Garoppolo, and that's being generous because he's not even average, I should say. But you take a turd like Garoppolo and you give him a good line, you make an average QB better. And that, I think, is a big shining example of how important linemen are and don't get enough credit.
So with the linemen, here's the problem. It's money in the XFL.
Yep.
You got to pay him more money.
Yep.
So here's what it is. If you're a good lineman coming out of college and you potentially go to the NFL or you can go to the XFL, take a little bit of pay cut, but you're going to play.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are making like triple, being the third stringer on a team than what they are in the XFL. So why wouldn't you just go to the NFL and ride the bench for a while?
And also, too, lineman is not an easy position.
It's
on the body.
It's not.
On the mind.
I have
it's
a
tough.
Feeling that some of these linemen are wrestlers.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling.
That didn't make it to the WWE ring?
The same thing's happening with the quarterback situation. If you're a really good quarterback, and that's the situation, you go to the NFL, ride the bench, or you could probably potentially start in the XFL, the second-string QBs are making like 20 times.
Garoppolo got 2 Super Bowl rings because of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Sitting on the bench for the New England, making a bunch of money, banging porn stars, or dating them, whatever that one was.
And, so that's what's going on in the XFL, in my opinion, right now, and from other sources, I guess.
So but what you're saying is you and I got a shot.
No, we don't. We These got guys are still badass.
We got a shot. All I'm hearing is we got a shot.
Yep. You got your clip?
We'll just go over it real quick. Obviously, big fight on Saturday night. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, big fight, heavyweight fight. Honestly, the biggest one since Lewis and Tyson.
Ended in the seventh round.
Fury knocking out Wilder. God, he ruptured his one eardrum. He was bleeding out of the head.
We got to be careful. I mean, technically, yes, TKO, right?
It was, yeah.
But what happened, if you're trying to imagine it, he did blast him, but he didn't,
Here's
cold.
The thing.
He didn't go cold.
It wasn't Wilder stiff on the ground.
You know what happened? I don't think you know this. His corner threw in the towel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, but I that's smart.
It you was smart.
You don't need to see.
Everybody's saying
tell.
It was the smartest decision.
You could tell. Because you know what happened?
People are saying he should have done it before.
You know what happened when the towel wasn't thrown in, when Rocky didn't throw in the towel?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed got his head knocked off by Ivan Drago.
It's very true.
All right?
It's very true. And if you want to go to, like, real life, you know, not a movie, that actually happened in real life.
No,
too.
No. The movie Rocky is based off of real life.
He's still alive, bro.
He
didn't
dead.
Die in real life.
He's dead. He got murdered by Ivan Drago.
Just to let you know, Goose is still alive, too.
How dare you? You do not speak of the dead that way. Anyway, congratulations, Tyson Fury, the new undisputed.
Just a monster.
Yeah, dude, he's a blockhead with
Did you see how long his arms are?
It's nuts.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's insane.
The guy looks like a heavyweight boxer that would just smash your face in.
All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Yeah, dude. Good morning. 7:33.
Jeez, bro.
You're late. 7:33. It's Brock. It's Hunter. All right, let's get to it. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. By the way, go see Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 Benton Harbor. Got a lot of great food items, not just pizza. They got pizza. Mm-hmm. Pasta, subs. I was there the other day, got the Joey C sub. Wow. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Got the 13-incher. Dude, you can feed a family of 4 with that thing. It's huge.
Seriously, though.
Huge. Seriously, go check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
As much as we love the smell of pizza, especially at Joey C's, today we're talking about what's your favorite non-food smell? Because we all love the smell of food. You know, we're going to eat. It's delicious. But what's your favorite non-food smell?
Does mine count? And I'm going to ask you if it does or not.
Okay.
Because it kind of has to do with food. This might not be my favorite, but it's just the most recent one. I smelled it last night. So we were using charcoal lighter fluid to light the charcoal for the smoker last night.
Yeah.
And for some reason, when that lighter fluid burns off of the charcoal, I love that smell.
Here's a question for you. Are you drinking the lighter fluid?
I might have.
Are you eating the charcoal?
I might have.
Then it is not food. If it is, anything's food if you put it in your mouth and chew it.
It's kind of food-related, though.
It's different. Different, yeah. So because I've used lighter fluid to just light a fire before.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is the greatest thing.
Yeah, very true. Hey, it's better than gasoline. Don't ever use gasoline.
Don't listen. Don't be a pussy like Hunter. Gasoline is perfect for lighting fires.
Just give my sister a call. She's a nurse at Bronson. She'll tell you.
I remember one time my brother was lighting a fire. Hey, lots of times, Dad always taught us, if you're going to use it, use a cup. Don't use the gas can. Well, us being dumb, stupid kids up on a hill. Again, when kids were allowed to just play with fire for no reason.
Right.
Logan, he was lighting a fire and he took it. And I was like, oh, don't do that. And he lit it and it came up and it lit the top of the gas can on fire.
Of course it did.
So he does that little 360 and then
twirls and
launches it, which is good. It got it away from us. And of course my brother, but then it landed kind of in the tall grass. And it was fun. It was a fun, eventful time on the farm.
I'm sure there was laughs.
We should not be here.
No.
My favorite non-food smell? I love it. Mm-hmm. I can smell it right now. It's when you buy a canister of tennis balls and you get that airlock right there. I love the smell. Close to it is racquetballs.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the canister, if it's the air in there, but dude, just you will find me in the sports aisle of Walmart cracking over tennis balls
just
until they shoo me
you.
Out of there.
Just gonna ask you. When was the last time you played tennis?
So it's been a while since I've played tennis.
How often is he smelling these things?
I was using some tennis balls for a little project I was working that I found off Pinterest.
For your walker?
Yes, for my walker. For my Harvey Weinstein court date. So I got it, and I was like, oh, my God, I haven't smelled tennis balls. And just, I cracked that open, and I sat there for like 5 minutes.
People just staring at you.
Yeah, the neighbors are like, all right, we're moving.
Does that get you high or something? Why is that guy...
Yes, it does. That's my favorite non-food smell.
So when you go get your tennis balls at the store and they're all cracked open, I think we all know who...
Damn it, Brock!
Are you serious, man?
My tennis balls aren't fresh anymore.
They're stale!
Which, by the way, I guess I've never figured out why are they vapor locked?
For the smell?
Is it for the smelling, man. But does that, like, do tennis balls expire if they're not vapor locked in it? I don't know.
They're not as good after the expiration date.
And then you can use the canister for so many things.
A great pro life hack is if you take tennis balls, because you only put like 3 or 4 of them in there.
I think there's four in there.
If you get like 12 of them, cut them all in half, you can fit all 12 in there.
But why would I cut my tennis balls in half?
I guess you got a good point.
Well, this tennis sucks. Why'd you cut your tennis balls in half? Well, Hunter said I could store them all in there. Well, I just store more of them.
Terrible pro life.
Terrible life tip right there. All right, we'll be back. 925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. We'll get to yours. What's your favorite non-food smell? Hey, good morning. 747 Brock Unter.
What's up, kid?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is your favorite non-food smell? We all know food smells good, but what's your favorite non-food smell?
I got a good one, and you can't smell it here in Michigan.
What?
Period. Sorry.
Period.
Out the door, you're done. Don't even try to smell it here in Michigan.
What?
Not going to happen. It's called Cutwood Sugar Bear Vape Juice. I don't know. Some kid had it at a bowling alley one time way back, and I'm like, dude, that is one of the best smelling things I've ever smelled in my life. It smells like, it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But see, that's food, though.
It smells like food, though.
I'm gonna veto that one.
Come on.
I'm going to veto it.
Well, you gonna drink your vape juice?
Well, no, but the point is, though, is it still has a food-esque smell.
So does the charcoal.
No, it does not. That's charcoal. That is charcoal smell.
Some people would consider that the smell of food.
No, you're wrong. You're dumb. That doesn't count. Because it smells like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is food.
You're just mad because you're never going to be able to smell it. That's what it is.
I've smelt it, and you never get to.
Ever.
Rob had a good answer on Facebook. He said, used 50-weight oil. Loved working on my Harley.
Dude, yes.
Any kind of engine smell, I really do. Especially that gas.
My dad's got a solvent tank that he cleans parts. Dude, I will lean over that. It might get you high. I'm not sure, but I'm I don't really care. I might be burning some brain cells, but who cares? I can lean over that thing and just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, breathe. No, you're killing brain cells, but it's worth it.
Dude, his whole shop smells like it. It's awesome.
Let's see. Shayla said libraries. Fresh cut grass, Michigan vineyards on a warm fall
Birds
day.
Birds chirping, blue skies.
Fresh baked cookies, Aquanet, and babies.
Aquanet?
Yeah, you just go around sniffing babies?
Aquanet's what?
Yeah, Aquanet. Does that have a good smell?
I don't know if that's good for your lungs.
I always got the original. Yeah, no, absolutely it's not. They stopped making Aquanet because it was ruining the environment.
Right. I was using Aquanet and smoked a cig and nearly burned myself down.
Let's see. Bob said grape fields. Actually, there is one. If you're on Napier, there is one like peak season.
It smells
like someone opened up a jar of grape jelly. It is amazing.
Yeah. If you just head out to the Baroda area,
but
you know, where all the wine fields
again,
are.
Again, though, I'm going to have to veto it because it's food. That's food
it's
related.
Food. You're
it's
very
food.
True.
You dumbass. let's see. Debbie said the top of my husband's hair. Aw, that's adorable. Kiki always tells me I stink. She's like, oh, you stink.
My head still smells like the fire from last night.
Joshua said the tears of your enemy. All right.
They go.
Robert said pine trees. Yeah, I like that. Nice smell of pine, fresh pine. Too much so you'll smell like a cab driver.
Right.
How about this one? Patty said a brand new $100 bill.
Yeah, they do have a distinct smell. She's absolutely right on that.
I'm more of a fan of the smell of the cocaine coming up through the $100 bill. Does that count?
No.
I'm not addicted to cocaine. I just love the way it smells.
Right.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 7:57. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Here we go.
Here, Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's your favorite non-food smell?
You're out there sniffing around. There's so many out there. There's so many good smells. How about this, real quick? Have you ever driven to Florida?
Yes, I have.
It's like immediately, this might count as food too, because it is oranges. But man, you cross that border, it's immediate. It's like, this smells like Florida. I am in Florida right now. I don't know what it is.
The salty ocean, maybe?
No, it's the oranges.
It's the oranges.
Yeah.
This is the meth. You're smelling the
meth.
It
might be the mix of the saltwater, meth, and oranges. But you don't smell it in Georgia. I'm telling you.
Georgia's got peaches.
Peaches. Maybe they don't smell as much, but man, you cross that line. I am in the Sunshine State.
You can smell it.
Yeah.
Smells like a box of orange juice. Brittany had an interesting one. New shower curtain liner.
How many of those are you getting?
That kind of, that's maybe why it's so special.
You know what it is? I think it's that, was it vinyl?
Well, it's the plastic. Or it's plastic or vinyl. I don't know. But, you know, I kind of agree with that. That fresh.
Kind of the same as a new tennis shoe?
Kind of. Anything that's got maybe that rubber kind of smell? I don't know.
Because those new shoes smell. I really do like that.
Gotti likes the smell of fireworks. Ooh. Was that sulfur?
Yeah, sulfur.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth said brand new shoes.
I'm telling you, they smell fresh shoes.
Inside of the shoe.
Uh-huh. How about a new car? New car smell.
New car smell, yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Let's see.
I'm surprised nobody has said baby.
Oh, no, a couple people have said baby.
Yeah.
Babies, I think, just smell like I don't know if it's the baby smell or if it's like the stuff you're using to clean the baby.
That correlates with animals, too. I know it does with cats. I've never had a new dog, but do new dogs smell like that?
No.
They have a different smell.
Yeah, it's a different smell. But, like, our dogs always smell good after we bathe them, but that's just the more the shampoo, it does smell good.
Taz, the recent game we just got, because we got him really, really, really small, a couple weeks old, just smells different.
Smells different?
Smells like a new cat smell or something. I have no idea. I can't explain it.
Sniffing your cat?
Yeah. Under its tail.
good God. Big Papa Jay said fresh mowed hay. I will say that. Being a farm kid, there's something.
What is it?
Fresh cut hay.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it smells so good. It smells so good.
And if somebody says fresh cut grass, you know what that is? It's a distress signal of the grass that was just cut.
Screaming, you're going to die soon. Andrea had a good one. The smell of rain. Oh, yeah.
That
smells good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said gas, which, again, just little sniffs. Pace yourself.
It does, though.
Pace yourself.
Smells good.
Jason had a good one. Ganja.
Ganja.
That sweet, sticky, icky, man.
Smells like a skunk.
I hate to say it. I do love the smell of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. I like the smell of a cigarette.
I can't hop on board with you on that one. You know who else does? A lot of ex-smokers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They'll walk right through your smoke path just to get that whiff.
We'll end with Jonathan's. Jonathan said chloroform. You know, Jonathan.